Yeah, so we're all very much looking forward to the next essay by Tanya Malarchuk, who was born in Ivano-Frankivsk in Western Ukraine, 1983. And she lives in Vienna now since 2011. She's an author of novels, short stories, essays. She worked as a journalist also in Kyiv, where after her studies of philology. And she writes both in Ukrainian and German. Her first German book appeared in 2009, a book of short stories, 9%iger Haushaltsessig. Other titles of hers are Biografie eines zufälligen Wunders, 2013, Von Hasen und anderen Europäern, appeared a year later, and then came her novel Blauwal, Der Erinnerung, for which, or part of it, she won the Ingeborg Bachmann Prize. Is that right? No. Excuse me for that. Her recent book in German is Gleich geht die Geschichte weiter, Wir atmen nur aus, which actually is, as her publisher writes, a gift to everybody who tries to understand what's happening in Ukraine, a gift to help to try to understand. Yes, and as Nino quoted from your speech for the Bachmann Prize, which you won in 2018, you said that you lost trust in literature and more so in language, because language here appears helpless, like trees in a wood, blossoming trees. And we're looking forward to your speech.
So, dear colleagues, I have to apologize. My English is very poor, so you had already the opportunity to understand that. I my whole life, or maybe the last 13 years, I had to learn German. I did it, I think, and now I have to learn next 13 years English, and I'm only in the beginning of this process. I read this text in English, hopefully without mistakes, but let's see. Writing in 2024, intellectual necessity, political endeavor, or luxury lie. I started writing even before I learned to write and read itself. There were short, funny poems with the obligatory presence of cockroaches, pigs, and my insufferable sister. I composed the lines in my head and recited them solemnly in front of adults at every opportunity. The window sill in the kitchen of our apartment served as a poet's tribune on the Western Ukrainian edge of the world's largest totalitarian state a few years before its disgraceful collapse. Back then, did I ever think about what it meant to write and why I needed literature? Wasn't it simply a way to share joy and sorrow with others and thus be less lonely? Since then, literature has become the form and content of my life, a natural, ontological part of it, and much like walking, breathing, or a heartbeat, it has always been more interesting and easier for me to write than to theorize about the writing process. Asking myself why I write and why I write the way I do was as useless as asking why I walk and not crawl, jump, or fly. At a certain point, a certain text simply feels necessary and right. For 20 years, my first book was published in Ukrainian in 2004. I was able to write and publish freely. I took part in various festivals and book fairs, read my texts aloud hundreds of times. People listened to me and sometimes even bought my books or their translations. That's a great luxury, isn't it? As one of my favorite writers, Albert Camus, bitterly observed, artists are always charted on the galley of their time. They find themselves at the top of the mast, close to the sky, enjoying a perfect overview, while the galley is rowed by prisoners locked in the hull. Those who choose the fate of the artist do so out of a sense of being different, of being special. They would gladly forget about the grounds of prisons and martyrs, but art only becomes honest when one admits to being just like the others, with the same rights and obligations. The tragedy of an artist therefore lies in the constant conflict between beauty, which must not be betrayed, and the community to which one is committed. After the full-scale Russian invasion of Ukraine in 2022, I intuitively came to the same conclusion. In the month of shock, despair, and helplessness, I realized that there are times when it is no longer enough to be a writer. I did not choose these times to live and this war, but it became impossible to turn away from my community, which decided to fight the aggressor. How can I think about the plot and the main or secondary characters of the next novel while my friends are being killed? Once I described myself as a broken former author, although I hadn't stopped writing for a single day in the last 2 years. They were and still are just another kind of text, no longer novels or poems, but essays, articles, speeches, lectures, interviews, and statements of all kinds. Even messages to my friends and relatives have now become art, the art of survival. Does this mean that I'm politically engaged? Perhaps, but I feel indignation and internal resistance as soon as I think of engaged literature in the sense of Camus' ardent antagonist Jean-Paul Sartre, defined and practiced it. When I read his essay, What is Literature, in the year 2024, I ask myself whether we can still trust the words of a French philosopher and writer who was so often wrong in his judgments. Unfortunately, Sartre had his opinion on almost every world event, and I would probably not care if all the nonsense he wrote or said in public about the Soviet Union as a country of peace didn't directly concern me and my community. After all, I come from this country where, according to Sartre, every citizen had full freedom of criticize. But I'm condemned to perceive my culture as a single mass grave. Most of the Ukrainian artists of the 20th century who are important to me, be they writers, painters, or composers, were shot or eliminated in some other way. At the moment of death, most of them were younger than I am now. They had no chance of becoming part of the global artistic tradition. Thus, it was easy and comfortable to ignore these victims from Paris, especially when they would undermine the very basis of an attractive worldview. For many Western European intellectuals who are used to talking about things they don't know, this is still true today. Knowing and understanding very little, I think that every artistic activity depends first and foremost on the context. The same words can serve both light and darkness, depending on the situation. Only in accordance with reality does a word multiplied by honest emotion and common sense have a chance to transcend its context and become art. But even then, art is not about everything else. It just a means to overcome loneliness on the way in and out.